describe yourself as a piece of machinery.
I don't have change.
I'm shiny, and I have a lot of gears, and I go clink, clink when you hit my buttons. I'm very complicated.
Describe yourself as a piece of machinery.
I'm a car-making machine, so that's what came to my mind first.
All right. Any further detail?
No. I don't know.
Me? Okay. I'm like a textile factory machine from like 1850s London or something, all like black and rusty.
Something the Luddites would have destroyed.
Yes.
Describe yourself as a piece of machinery.
A piece of machinery? Why can't it be like a piece of chemistry equipment?
Whatever. That's fine. What chemistry equipment?
That'd be awesome. I think I would be an Erlenmeyer flask.
You'd be a what?
An Erlenmeyer flask. I want an Erlenmeyer flask.
Refresh everyone.
It's where it's in triangular and then has the top that comes up a little. It's very oddly shaped because I'm very odd.
Okay. And what would you be?
I would be a Swiss Army pocket knife.
Describe yourself as a piece of machinery.
Okay. Like what kind of machinery?
Anything that comes to mind.
I'd be a cotton candy machine. Okay. Because my life twirls a lot and it's extremely sweet.
Describe yourself as a piece of machinery.
Oh, a piece of machinery. Yeah, I don't know what you would be.
No, what would you be?
I don't even know. That's a tricky question.
Provokes thought.
It is. Oh, you know, I would be one of those Rube Goldberg machines that, like, performs some simple task like cracking an egg in, like, 12 steps. That's what I would be.
I don't even know what that is. Wow.
And it's hosted here. The Rube Goldberg competition?
Dude, let's move. Move with our thing, though.
Who are the brain police?
They control your thoughts. They listen through your nose to hear what you're thinking. If you're thinking the wrong thoughts, they intervene. They twist your little dials and change your thoughts.
Who are the brain police?
The brain police? Me? Us?
Sure.
Fraternity.
Yeah.
Because we're the chemistry fraternity.
Who are the brain police?
Whatever said. I don't know. I never heard of them.
Who do you think they are?
They control our thoughts, like crazy little police. They're the it's a TV.
They're like your conscience, like your hidden desires, like all your, like, Freud-fueled, like, drives. So you're the brain police.
Homunculus? They're your homunculus. Inside your head. You're homunculus.
Okay. I'm not sure. Do you care to elaborate?
What?
Any more?
A homunculus is a little person in your head that knows what's going on, and your homunculus has a homunculus, and the brain police control your homunculus.
That's totally not what a homunculus is.
Yes, it is.
No, a homunculus is like, it's like a drawing of a human figure, but like, exaggerated, like, the homunculus of like, what your space in your brain is would be like, it'd have like huge head and like huge features on the head because your brain uses a lot of it for...
The homunculus is the little nowhere in your head, trust me.
Whatever.
We'll find out. We'll find out. Who are the brain police?
They are police that make sure your brain doesn't get stolen by the aliens from Futurama.
I agree. Yeah, agreed.
Who are the brain police?
I don't know.
When you hear that, I mean, what comes to mind?
Oh, like people who stop people from being who they are?
Define gender.
Gender is not your actual physical sex, but how you feel, you're male or female.
Define gender.
There isn't such thing as gender.
Wait, I missed the question.
Define gender.
Gender? I don't know.
Define gender.
Gender isn't the sex, it's how you feel you're. So whether you feel like you're a guy, then you're a guy. If you feel like you're a chick, then you're a chick.
I don't know. I think it's more fluid than that. Like, I think you can play with the boundaries and, like, stretch it out. It's just the idea of being masculine or feminine, just, like, played with to the extremes or, like, diminished or whatever.
Define gender.
Ooh, I don't know. I've had debates about this with people, and I don't think gender can be defined, really.
Yeah.
Pretty broad definition.
Yeah,
what were some of the things that you brought up in the debate?
Gender is psychological, it's emotional, it's mental. I mean, it can be, you can define it as biological or physiological as well, but I think it carries more weight than that.
Define gender.
Whoever you feel like you are? Yeah, that's basically gender. because it's not defined by penises or vaginas or anything. It's just who you are inside.
All right, define masculinity. Let's see, I think this window's open. Now, why your roommate?
He's the poster child for straightness, because he's the gayest man we know.
Define masculinity.
It's your qualities of being more masculine than female. It's not necessarily your gender, but it's how you portray yourself.
Define masculinity.
You know, that's a tricky question. I don't know. Define masculinity.
What'd you say?
We said my roommate's name.
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that question.
So what qualities of your roommate, though, makes you define them as masculine?
Nothing. I was just making fun of her. She makes fun of me all the time.
Gotcha. Define masculinity.
And being buff, strong, being able to, like, fix a car. I don't know.
Adonis. That's all.
Adonis is masculine.
Define masculinity.
I don't know, being a guy.
No right or wrong answers. You can ponder it for a second.
I guess masculinity. I have no idea.
Final thoughts?
This is gonna be a fun night. Yeah, ready for it. Woo, drags.
I'm right about that homunculus thing.
Swear to God, I'm right about this. Learned it in my social psych class. I know what I'm talking about.
I learned this in linguistics, man.
There's two types of homunculus.
Perhaps.
The homunculus was coined by a psychologist in the early 1900s, something like that.
Whatever. On the Katamari game, a homunculus is like Slim Goodbody. Whenever you roll it up, it's called a homunculus. And it's just like a little dude with no skin.
In your head.
Final thoughts?
This is my first drag show. I'm excited.
Excellent. We'll come back. See you every year.
Awesome.
It's our last year, though. So.
True. But I'll just be an indie, so I can come back.
There you go. There you go. Very easy. Final thoughts?
I really want to know why you're wearing a giant red bow tie.
It's part of a dress. Yeah, it's part of a dress.
Oh, okay. See, all I see is a sweater.
Yeah, it's cold outside. I haven't taken it off yet. I got all my equipment on.
Oh. What is that called, the show? What's your show called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? I see. You've been listening to What's Up With That, the show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
You're going to make me famous by...